This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
My whole career, I haven't really had too many great opportunities with a stable quarterback the entire season. I've been playing with so many guys. It's what it feels like, five quarterbacks every single season. You know, so I just feel like being blessed with the opportunity to, God willing, have 17 for the entire season. The MVP at that, a top-tier caliber player, top-tier caliber team, top-tier caliber coaches. Putting you in position, I feel like it would just be the best position that I've been put in yet.
Elijah Moore, Bills' newest wide receiver, yesterday at One Bills Drive, talked about signing here, playing with Josh Allen, said he'd seen signs along the way, kept seeing 17s. And he is now the newest member of the Buffalo Bills, Elijah Moore.
I mean, sounds like someone who's played a lot of football with Zach Wilson.
Yeah. And Jameis Winston, respect to Jameis Winston. And what?
Flacco.
Deshaun Watson and Joe Flacco and Mike White and P.J. Walker and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's on to Josh Allen for Elijah Moore.
Love the player. Like that he's here. And to that point... One through five on the depth chart, where would you predict he ranks at the end of the year?
In how many catches he gets, targets he gets?
Usage.
Yeah, because numbers are tough with this group, ranking them, because Shakir ends up being one often, right? Just of receivers, all pass catchers are going Kincaid in here too?
Yeah, sure.
How many receivers would you bet catch more balls than
Moore? Yeah.
It's tough because... Shakir's number, I saw someone post on Twitter, you know, could Shakir get 1,000 yards this season? And the answer I would have to that is, yeah, just throw it to him more. Really, anybody gets more volume, they're going to get this, you know, uptick in the numbers, and I think Shakir could get to 1,000 if he got more targets. So I think Shakir is a clear above him.
Yeah.
And from there, it gets tough. Coleman, you're needing to see more from him. Kincaid, you need to see more from him. I want to include Curtis Samuel here as well, right? Just because Moore and Samuel aren't that different in that they are guys that when you look at them, you think, you know, if they had a better situation earlier in their career, it might have gone better for them. And for the Bills and Allen, of course, he can – the way to say it often, Joe, is that he can bring out the best in players. But I think really what he does is just he allows their success to succeed. Yeah. You're a receiver that gets open and your quarterback can't get you the ball. The quarterback that you play with when you upgrade, he doesn't make you better. He just allows you to be as good as you are.
Right.
Instead of, you know, Zach Wilson not ever looking your way or Joe Flacco throwing an interception instead or Winston or
guys
whatever.
Just missing you even. Where you are open and 40% of your balls are uncatchable.
Yep.
What are you supposed to do?
Sometimes it's the design of your offense. Sometimes it's the quality of your teammates. Sometimes, you know.
Yep.
And I think there's probably more of an appetite for the Bills to get guys like this and shine them up a bit with this offense. It's something that, you know, I think a lot of people subscribe to going back to Beasley and Brown, who came in and did really well. And you could even go the other way when it's McKenzie and Davis, who are pretty good here, go somewhere else and they just disappear. Mm-hmm. So Allen allows any receiver that you bring in to live up to their full potential, I guess is the way that I would say it, provided they're healthy and on the field, which is something that, you know, Curtis Samuel did not have last year for a lot of it, and Coleman, same thing. So where would he slot in? And it's a really tough question.
I think I've got my eye on the number three spot for some reason, because I don't think he has it in him to come over top of Shakir.
I think
Shakir's got his role. He's good. He's so good at it that role is entrenched. And I kind of want to bet on Kincaid's going to bounce back from last year. Like, there's a health thing there, right? But at the very least, it's going to be the usage rate from his rookie season. So I think Kincaid's going to bounce back from that. Like, if you ask me what's the more likely breakout of the two, Kincaid or Coleman, I would pick Kincaid. So those are the two guys I think are going to be higher. But neither one, like, those guys, they kind of win at the same levels of the field. Kincaid and Shakir to some extent, mm-hmm. right? Kincaid might be a little more up the seam sometimes, you would hope, and Shakir's more like the orbit motion in the backfield and screens out wide. But, you know, there's overlap there. I don't know that I want to bet on the breakout from Coleman. And if I get Kincaid to bounce back and Shakir, and that Coleman breakout doesn't come, like, I think more could easily be your third guy. Like, it's within the range of outcomes that's likely. I think him being like the third guy is very open.
The thing I wonder most about him is third guy, first guy, sure, right?
I mean, third guy, like last year, third guy was 57 targets.
Right.
So, like, I'm not saying he's going to be force-fed by any means. It's kind of in their own mentality. Everybody eats. Okay, to me what that means is everybody's going to get a chance. Everybody's going to get an opportunity to produce. Now I'm just trying to figure out who's going to be the best at it.
Fair.
You're all going to get, you know, something around 50 targets. You're all going to get a certain package of plays that are designed for you and concepts that are better for you than others. So if I got seven guys that are all going to have an opportunity to produce, now it's just who the most efficient player is. And there are a lot of tells in Elijah Moore's game and in his career and what he was as a prospect that to me says, yeah, that's a more efficient player than other guys that are lower than him. Like maybe Coleman.
Yeah. I wonder if we are, you know, to this point, Elijah Moore, did we see his number, by the way? Because PFF.com has a jersey number for him right now.
I hadn't seen it.
And they have him at 18. I don't know if he wore 18 in Cleveland last year. Anyway.
No, he wore a single-digit number in Cleveland. I know that.
Well, maybe he's going to wear number 18. No.
He wore 8 in Cleveland.
Okay.
And 8 was... Terrell Bernard.
8's Terrell Bernard now.
So 8's taken.
Anyway, the point I'm going to make on Moore... Maybe we're overestimating what the Bills can get out of him. If you go PFF and their grades on receivers, Moore, which usually they're going to pull that out of the offense. It's not just going to grade him on production. It's going to be how did he do on his routes. And they put him firmly as the bottom receiver on the Bills depth chart. Shakir, Cooper is still included here. Coleman, Palmer, Samuel, Moore. So still near the bottom. So because of that, I want to temper expectations a little bit. But there's some separation skill set. You know, what I get to on this conversation every time, it's kind of like pulling back. Let me ask a conceptual question for everybody. Because last week when we got into it with the Bills GM, it was about how many points they scored per game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you might have two factions of Bills fans. Both would agree the offense was great and a great offense. There are two sides to the story. One is, should I evaluate you on your year? And the other is, should I evaluate you on your last game or even your last drive? Because you're asking me, is Elijah Moore going to slide in 3-4? Where's he going to be? And I'm only thinking, when they need a play, who do they throw to?
Mm-hmm.
Who is he in the mix to do that? Is Coleman in the mix to elevate enough this year where, hey, it's 3rd and 7? This is the conversation we had yesterday with Carl Jones from Channel 4 about it's a money down. It's a big moment. You're in Baltimore in a playoff game. You're home against the Chiefs, and it's 3rd and 8. Who are you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
What's the play here? And asking that to be Elijah Moore, that might be asking a lot. Maybe he finishes 3rd on the team in targets. Maybe he's super efficient, and he grows into something really important. But That's, to me, what the season will be about, is who do they feel like can win for them in a moment like that? Because that's what was ultimately missing on those final couple of plays. They didn't have that guy. That's why they're thrown behind the line of scrimmage.
Right.
So in that, everything goes the same. You're the number one offense, the number two offense. You get to that game against Kansas City, and it's 4th and 6. What's the call? We know our play. We're going to Dalton Kincaid because they can't cover him here. We're going to go to Keon Coleman, who's going to bully ball his way down the field like he has all year long. To me, the year will be about finding that out. I don't have any doubts or really any reservations about their offense being great again.
Yeah.
It'll continue to be, though, getting towards who I trust the most in that money moment.
It's like an NBA conversation in...
Who's taking the last shot?
Who's taking your last shot? Because you can have... Like, in that sport, I think it's much more exaggerated than in football. It is, you could have a great 82-game season and a great first round of the playoffs and everything, and, like, your team could be really good 1 through 10 on your roster. But if you don't have a superstar to take your last shot deep in the playoffs, you're not winning anything. And that's a little bit of what...
Is that the Rockets?
Yeah, sure, right. Like, that's a good overall team all the way through, and they didn't have a guy to take the most important shot.
2 seed, and they go to the playoffs, and they lose in the first round. In Game 7, they don't show up. And
a
lot of what you do is look back and say, well, man, the way you finished, do I reevaluate what I thought of you during the season?
Right, and the difference here is, like, because quarterback and receiver in a spot like that, I need 2 guys to be able to take that shot. I've got one of them, clearly.
Yeah.
Like, I've got LeBron as one, but I need a second part of it because of the nature of the sport. And, yeah, I don't know, like, I know what they would probably tell you, which is that they'll throw it to whoever's open on the play. But you're gonna pick a play out. Joe Brady's going to pick a play that is more designed for one person on the field than others, right? There are clear out routes on a play. There are misdirections on a play where one guy is running this way because his job isn't to catch the football. His job is to take the linebacker 3 yards over here to open it up for this person who we're going to throw it to.
Mm-hmm.
And that last play on 4th down where we don't really even get to see it because the Chiefs blow it up, who is that designed for?
Shakir.
It's designed for Shakir out of the backfield. And maybe they would tell you that's their play again.
Well, they ran it on 4th down during the season. It was very successful.
It was.
It was a go-to play that worked quite a bit.
Right. Do they feel like they can run that all the time again? Like,
yeah.
I mean, we see it coming.
Honestly,
Like, I'm not saying it's not a play that doesn't work and they should never do it, but you see Shakir orbiting like that, and if you're a Bills fan that watches every play of the year, you know exactly what that play is.
You think you know what's coming, yeah.
Right, so there'll be ebbs and flows, and there'll be changes they have to make to the offense, and, I mean, what's Joe Brady doing from January to August? He's probably coming up with new plays, or he's talking to other coaches around the league that he's getting inspiration for it, so he'll have plays. I don't know. I don't know how I feel though about a situation like that where, what was it, 4th and 5?
4th and 5.
4th and 5 that I kind of have a play out of the backfield. That almost to me feels like I've got LeBron as my quarterback, but he's not taking the shot. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm passing it off to the wing. Like, no, I want a situation where he's taking the shot. And to me, that is more a play where I've just got 4 guys lined up and he's got 2 options on the play, both of which are just, you're in a spot to get open. That's it. Run a route and get open. And your elite quarterback is going to use his arm, or he's going to buy time if he needs to, and he's going to find you. Because that's not really what the orbit motion play is. The orbit motion play is a play that Tua can run.
Right, so is the screen on 3rd and 10, which is part of the idea about maximizing Allen. You know, if you had to do it over again, 3rd and 10, in Kansas City, you know, it's not the kind of question Joe Brady will probably get all that often, but if you had to do it over again, 3rd and 10, I think looking back, did Allen check into the screen?
I think the talk after was that he checked into the Cooper screen.
Right, so I don't know what the play call would have been, but it's 3rd and 10 on the road in the AFC Championship game. And
They did the double tap on the helmets.
Right,
yeah.
And he checks into that, which might have been a good call. Cooper slips on the play. If he doesn't slip, does he get the first down? You know, like that's a part of it. There's so many fine points and small things that undid them that day. I mean, the defense had a rough day. They had some injuries. It's one excuse you can throw in there. But past that, like, the offense had small misses. Kincaid doesn't come up the ball on fourth down. If he does, we have a different story to the offseason.
Man, everything is...
Maybe they score, maybe they don't, but we have a different story instead of Kincaid drops the ball on the final play.
That's why I stopped myself. I don't want to say everything is different because they still had 30 yards to go.
Yep.
It was just past midfield, that ball, if it had been completed.
To tie, right, if you want to kick for the tie. They'd probably go like 20 yards to go.
Oh, we could have had a conversation with that.
Should they have kicked?
If they kicked.
Right, the year before.
That's, the ball.
Yeah.
Or not.
803-0550. Schedule comes out in 8 days. I threw this up on Twitter if anyone wants to have a little fun with this. Create your perfect opener.
Yeah.
8 days from the NFL schedule reveal, create your perfect opener.
So Joe Marino tweeted at you, home versus New England, 1 p.m.
Okay.
That's a perfect opener. There's one question about New England that he took it one way and I kind of took it the other way, which is, even though he's working out and like there's the reports that he's ahead of schedule, which you really hear about anybody that has an injury like that at this point in the year, don't you? I don't think it's guaranteed that Diggs is ready for week one for New England.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want the Diggs revenge game, or do you want, like, Joe's angle on it was, that's when I want to play them. They don't have Diggs. They might not have Diggs yet. And all those new pieces, the new staff, you catch them early. So I guess because I'm thinking if I'm designing, I'm thinking more on the person that would be designing the schedule, which is, you know, Diggs going back to Buffalo for the first time is a storyline. And maybe even one that could get you into like a prime time game, even more than it would already, you know, be a candidacy for. And if I put that in week one, then I have a chance that, you know, my Diggs returning to Buffalo revenge game, all the boos and everything, that's kind of thrown out the window because he might not be back for week one.
Fair. You want to give him time?
That's the thing, though. Joe's point about I'd rather play them when they don't have him from a competitive... I guess I'm not worried about the division, though.
Right.
So I don't want to go that far with it.
How lusty will the boos be?
Oh, when he comes back?
Yeah.
I mean, it does not help his case that he is in a Patriots uniform.
Right, that's
when he returns.
Right.
If he had been in a Texans uniform when he came back, you know, maybe it wouldn't be as vicious. There would still be a lot of it. He's in a Patriot uniform. Yeah, it's going to be loud.
Who are the former Bills?
It's going to be about as bad as anybody that's ever been booed in that
stadium. I was going to say, who are the former Bills that have been booed upon return? Who's the last one?
Did McGahee get booed when he came back?
Maybe.
It doesn't it's not like a Bills memory, though.
Is there an obvious answer here?
Who's been booed? I mean, this is hockey more than it is football, isn't it?
Maybe. I mean, maybe someone booed Aaron Maben when he came back with the Jets. Who's the last guy that we really got after and really booed?
That's why I was thinking of McGahee, because I'm thinking of people that left in a way that didn't sit right with fans.
Sure.
Was there a free... Did like Gilmore get booed when he left?
I mean, Gilmore did go to the Patriots.
And he went to the Patriots. That's what, it is tough. I'm trying to think of a guy that left on their own initiative that, you know...
It's tough to boo a defensive back.
It was good.
When do you do that?
Right. Right. When would
it's
you do
not,
that?
It's not an easy thing to do. You know, booing a quarterback, a running back, a receiver. As you said, it's hockey. As soon as the guy touches the puck, hey.
Boo. Right. Yeah, it's easy.
We let
that
guy know it's you. It's you we're talking to.
Right.
You can't boo the left guard.
You boo the guy
returns.
When he...
It's going to be tough to do.
You boo the guy when he runs onto the field, I guess. Right?
He runs on with a lot of people.
Right. But everyone would know, wouldn't they?
If it's a guard? Or if it's a
defensive
back? When the defense... Maybe. Yeah, you're probably right. You're, like, the first time the
if
defense...
If it's quarterback, for sure.
Yes.
But there's never been a quarterback that rated enough. Except for Fitz, but everyone liked Fitz.
I feel like I should know the answer to this. Who's the last guy that came back and it was, oh... So-and-so is back. I want to go.
Maybe it's never happened. Is it possible it's never happened? Where the story of the game was about a guy coming back?
A guy that
I think you have to be good for that.
You have to be good.
That's why. Like, that's why I don't have any of this, because they weren't good for 18 years.
Right.
So, you know, their best players would come back, and they'd be 4-8, and like, how much energy do I have to boo this person right
sure.
now?
Then there's...
And it's a running back.
Right. You're mad because of things the player said. You're mad because... The player never lived up to their potential. You're mad because the player, you know, trash talked. In this case, it would just be, that he left abruptly after an incredible run.
Right, right.
You know, the social media stuff, whatever you would get to. Like, I mean, I'm not one that's going to be booing Diggs when he returns. He plays for the Patriots now. That's, you know, he's on the other team. But there certainly will be people that do that. And I think it's justified. But, man, the last guy that really got that treatment.
I want to say there's got to be one, but I cannot. I remember when they cheered to Keo Spikes, who was on another team.
Right.
They've cheered a guy on another team.
We've done
before.
Recruiting of other players.
That was a recruitment, yeah. Like, what are they going to do? Are they going to boo London Fletcher when he left or something? Like,
right.
That gets to a conversation, though, of who fans cared about during the drought that they didn't love after. Because, like, the guys that Bills fans cared the most about during the drought, like Fitz and Stevie and Fred Jackson, like, those guys are all well-liked and were really the moment they left.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought of McGahee, because I'm like, you had to like him at some point. You had to care about him at some point, and then you had to hate him when they left. And I just don't know, man, how many of those guys really hold up in this. Diggs might be the first.
Yeah. Texter writes in, did Thurman get booed?
A Dolphin uniform?
Well, here's the thing. When the Dolphins came here, my guess is he would not
have been.
I
can't imagine he did, but.
Just a real quick check of this. This is 2000 before I'm here. And, you know, for those of you that remembered this, Thurman's on IR. So he didn't play.
Oh, okay. Right. Right. You're not going to boo him if he's standing on the sidelines.
Yeah. The Dolphins come in and he's on IR, so he just doesn't play.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. The last former Bill to come back and really get it from the fans. That's an idea for the opener. I mean, if that's New England, like you said, we got to this conversation on build your perfect opener. Diggs might not be available for the Patriots if, in fact, they do come in week one.
DJ texted in. We also gave Andy Dalton the standing ovation. So we've had multiple opponents that we have cheered for, but not booed. Yeah. Maybe Bills fans are just nicer than Sabre fans.
Nah, I don't think so.
No?
No, I think they're the same fans.
They don't touch the puck
to boo. All right, we'll keep this going. Build your perfect opener. Give us a ring, 803-0550. Build a perfect opener, and I'm trying to remember guys that came back and got booed.
Yeah, what's the score to beat on, like, revenge game here?
Score to beat. Eichel. Eichel's the lust.
Well, right, right. If we go to hockey, but I mean, there's going to be no competition.
Right.
And as much as some people might hate Diggs, I cannot believe it's going to be the same that what it was for Eichel. Right?
I don't know.
Eichel's, for all you think that what happened with Diggs on the way out, Eichel's was way messier. I think he was in the right on a lot of it, but it was certainly messier. We knew all of the Eichel stuff. We don't know any of the Diggs stuff.
Right. It is still kind of just like a mystery as to, like, it all fell apart, and they couldn't have him anymore. They couldn't deal with them. 803-0550. All right. Give us a ring. We got an open segment. Take some of your calls on some of the Bills to return and all that good stuff. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How lusty will the booze be? Oh, when he comes back?
Yeah.
I mean, it does not help his case that he is in a Patriots uniform. Right,
that's
when he returns.
Right.
He had been in a Texans uniform when he came back. You know, maybe it wouldn't be as vicious.
Who are the former Bills that have been booed upon returns? Who's the last one?
Did McGahee get booed when he came back?
I mean, maybe someone booed Aaron Maben when he came back with the Jets. We're designing the perfect opener for the Bills. We'll know in 8 days. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. I just in the break said, what's the worst opener? Is it road Atlanta?
Yeah, that would be.
Just make it feel like you're playing a preseason game. All due respect to Atlanta. Anyway, the best home opener, we're 8 days from finding out. And the suggestion was, well, New England, maybe Diggs would not be ready, and then we couldn't boo him if you want to boo him.
But you also would get to play him without probably their best receiver.
He's in the mix.
At least he's, you know, if he's healthy, he's probably their best
How
receiver.
Intensely are you all prepared to boo Mac Hollins is a big question I've got.
Right.
No, not going to boo Mac Hollins.
Someone with a very snarky YouTube chat that just sent in, which was, or tweet, that, oh no, that's how we booed Josh Allen at the 2018 draft party.
That's right. The most recently booed Bill was
Josh Allen.
That's funny. Toby. Hey, Toby, what's up? Oh, are you there, Toby? All right, we'll try one more time for Toby. Go ahead. No dice.
Sorry.
We're going to try again. Go for Tom and Elma. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
I have some insight on the Thurman stuff. I used to work for a local sports network that is now defunct.
Okay.
I was standing in the tunnel, and some of the fans, I mean, they weren't booing him, but they were giving it to him. They're like, how could you? How could you sign with Miami? And his response was like, I didn't do it. They cut me. So right. He was kind of giving it back to him. I think Thurman liked to engage, but I don't think they were giving it too terrible, but it was a little insight to what you guys were talking about in the last segment.
He was out. Right. He didn't play, right?
Right. No, he was standing in the tunnel, and everybody was getting on the field and warming up, and he was just standing there, and all the fans in the tunnel were giving it from above.
Yeah.
And he was kind of giving it back to him.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay.
Thank you. Like there's the experience the athlete has dealing with individual people giving it to you versus,
right.
You know, I'm sitting 100 yards away and just wondering if the group of people, 70,000 people, are booing this player. I'd imagine lots of players. I mean, Gabe Davis got in a fight with fans in his last game here.
Yeah, he did.
Arguing with fans, yelling with fans. But that's what I mean by got in a fight. Like, there was a dust-up where he's yelling.
He was yelling back and forth.
He was yelling back and forth with
people. I booed at him. I was there.
You booed Gabe Davis?
You booed Gabe Davis?
With the Bills?
No. I thought you were talking about the Jaguars game this past year.
Oh, no.
No. Wait, did people boo Gabe Davis at the Jaguar game last year?
Yeah.
See, that's what I mean.
That's insane.
That's what I mean. You just threw some boos at him.
I bought his jersey, and then everything, you know, went the way it did, and I was upset.
Well, the Bills decided not to re-sign him.
He got $13 million a year.
He probably wanted to stay. All right, there's a fun one. Have you ever booed a player whose jersey you owned? I mean, Eichel, I think a lot of people probably did that one. And Diggs will be maybe the next one for some people.
Yep.
Did you see, there was a conversation I saw, Edelman and Gronk were talking about Allen and if he'll ever play somewhere else. Because these quarterbacks, it's more common to go play somewhere else than it is to finish with your team.
But like at the very end.
At the very end.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about?
Yes. Okay. At the very end.
At the very end.
Think of all of them. They all, almost all of them.
Yeah, right. Well.
Go somewhere else.
Most. Roethlisberger didn't.
Okay.
Eli didn't. Breeze kind of didn't.
Hold on. Why didn't Eli?
Why didn't Eli? Because his team would not stop putting him on the field.
Right. But most of the
and he stunk in the end.
But most of the guys that you think, oh, this guy's going to play there forever, end up 1 or 2 years somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Rodgers, Brady, yeah, Manning,
Favre
couldn't quit.
Rodgers, Rivers, Matt Ryan,
yeah,
and Russell Wilson's on his fourth team now.
Matt
Ryan went to the Colts.
Right. Wow, that exited my brain is that he was on the Colts for a minute.
10 years.
He got benched?
Yeah,
I don't think he made it the season.
10 years from now, when we're asking who these all-time quarterbacks played for, the Colts will be an answer for like five different guys. Everybody went to the Colts.
Right.
Fred in East Aurora. Hey, Fred, what's up?
I was trying to add a name to the people who left us. Was Marshawn Lynch.
He came back with Seattle then?
St. Louis? Yeah, he came back with Seattle.
Okay.
Right?
Did he get booed, to your recollection?
I would hope so. I wasn't that familiar.
Sure.
All right.
He left with such a notorious reputation, putting the city down and everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, my
memory of Marshawn and the city was the bit with Kenny Mayne talking about the ambiance and the decor of an Applebee's. Which was maybe
I don't know that Lynch ever came back and played. I've got an article.
Seattle's not here much.
I've got an article from 2017 that says Marshawn Lynch's long-awaited return to Buffalo on hold. He will miss the game due to injury. That was in 2017. That had to be near the end for him.
Yeah.
He played until 2019. He did play for the Raiders for a couple of years. But at that point, right, even if that's true, he played here for the Raiders. That's 10 years after he was traded?
Yeah.
Did we care that much?
Luke writes, the last guy I remember getting booed that left was Kiko Alonso. Dirty hit on Allen when he was with the Dolphins.
Oh. Okay.
And Mark writes in that Marshawn did play against the Bills, but that game might have been in Toronto. Is that when Seattle came? It was a Toronto game?
That would make sense.
Okay.
Did the Toronto fans boo? There's no chance.
Who knows? John in Rochester. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. I'll never forget it. I've been going to Bills games since the championship years in the 60s, and the worst was Greg Bell. He was our number one pick in 84. Really good running back, but very moody, and he trashed Buffalo, was traded to the Rams. The Rams come in for a Monday night game. I think it was around 1989, and the whole afternoon, riding up to the game, all the radio stations were practicing booing Greg Bell. And when he came out, it was unbelievable. I've never heard anything like it. And on top of it, I think Frank Kelly got hurt. Frank Reich came back and gave us a comeback win right at the end of the game against the Rams. It was sweet.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Thanks for the memory for us.
That's good. Greg Bell, who they traded, and he was, as he mentioned, their first-round pick. 1,000-yard season, Pro Bowler.
Had 2,000-yard seasons with the Rams.
Yeah.
803-0550.
I think what we're finding out here, though, is there's not much precedent for this at the stadium.
Yeah.
Some of it is that guys just don't come back in time, and by then in hockey, the other thing is you're going to get immediacy because Eichel gets traded.
You play him every year.
You're going to play him every year. There's right. going to be a night where he returns, and as we just went through with Lynch, I don't think Lynch people cared enough about the whole stadium to boo him, but he might not come to your stadium for 8 years.
Right. You play the Saints every 8 years.
Yeah, and then by then you're not really even going to care.
Right.
Like, oh, I'm mad at him because when I was 20, when I was 18 years old, he got traded. And now I've got a house and, a wife. Like, no.
Rob Johnson back with Washington. That one I remember. He came back with Washington. I don't know. Was he the starting quarterback that day? I was at that game. And I do not remember if he went in. Because, boy, what year is that? That's Bills.
Well, he's gone in 2000. No, he plays another year after home run throwback, right?
That's going to be
he must
2003.
Okay.
The Bills win 24-7. It's got to be 2003. The Bills played Washington here in 96. This is part of your point. 03 and then 2011. So
I've got Rob Johnson 1 for 3 for 4 yards and a sack in that game.
Yeah. So you want to know who started that game at quarterback?
For Washington?
Patrick Ramsey.
Okay. Sure.
Here's what I remember about that game. Thanks, Mark, who wrote that in about Rob. So Rob Johnson goes in, and it's late in the game. It's 24-7, like you said. Like, the Bills were in control. And that's one of those ones where you know the Bills are going to win, and they put the backup quarterback in. I don't know if, remember if Ramsey got knocked out or what. Ramsey was, how about this stat line for Patrick Ramsey? 8 for 25 for 112 yards.
Woo.
So I don't remember if he got pulled.
8 for 25.
8 for 25. And Johnson goes in, and when he goes onto the field for them, it was one of those moments where you kind of know, like, oh, yeah, here we go. The stadium is electric because, A, the Bills are going to win, and, B, now we get a real show. Now they get blood from Rob Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Bruce Smith was on that Washington team that day.
Can't imagine he got booed.
No, don't think so.
Any chance.
Was Bruce actually on that team? I'm finding the rosters here. Anyway.
03? I would bet he was still there.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was his last. Maybe that was his last year or the year
before. He had an assist and a tackle.
Okay.
Got news on the tush push, the wording of Green Bay's proposal maybe getting finalized. And I think it'll send people the other way. I'll tell you what that is when we return. If you want the tush push, the snowplow, the brotherly shove, you want it banned, it's all about language. They tabled it at the last meeting. Now Green Bay is coming back in, according to Mark Mask of the Washington Post. The language is being finalized on what the proposal is, and I think they will lose support based on the language because it goes too far. That's coming up next here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so an update on the tush push. If you're someone that wants to stop talking about this or not hear anybody ever again, that's fine. I get that. The story from Mark Maskey of the Washington Post is that the Packers' language in the next round of proposals is what's going to, I guess, push this over the line or not. So if you remember, at owners' meetings, they talked about it. was a big topic. McDermott's right front and center talking about the injury risk. And it was, I think the vote was 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to turn 8 more owners to, yes, get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark Maskey of the Washington Post reports that when they meet in Minneapolis May 20th and 21st, that's the next round, they're expected to consider a revised proposal. And it would, the new attempt to ban this, prohibit a teammate from pushing or pulling a ball carrier anywhere on the field. Any ball carrier, anywhere on the field, no more pushing the player forward.
Well, that's not just a tush-push rule, then.
That's everywhere.
That's
you're at the 2-yard line, your offensive lineman cannot come and push the pile. Right. That would be gone. All of that would be gone, pushing not allowed.
Yeah.
Which I think they will lose votes because I don't hear a lot of people wanting that gone. The play itself, the Eagles and the Bills run it the most. I know that the commissioner has long been against it and wants it gone and might be trying to steer the league away from it. People say it's not a football play. Like, you know, whatever. It gets the hot takes out there about how, whatever, it's not a football play is maybe a hot take and the game is too soft now. People say that too. I don't think everybody wants all pushing gone. So if the language is, not just quarterbacks, nobody can be pushed, I feel like they'll lose votes. I mean, I'm ready to be wrong on that, but that strikes me as a way to take it from 50-50 to even fewer votes in support of banning it with this language.
I think you're probably right. There are plays that had, remember Dawkins pulling Ty James Cook against Denver for like an extra 7 yards?
I think pulling isn't pulling still illegal?
Well, that didn't, the thing you just described. Oh, pulling is illegal now anyway.
It is, but it would be all pulling and pushing.
Right. Well, they let it go. This is what I'm saying. So they kind of are lenient on that anyway. But no, I think the language needs to involve something right off the beginning of the snap. Because this almost feels like the Packers backdoor banning something they feel like should also be banned. Right? Like, they know what they're doing. They could have produced language that would be off the snap you can't push or something like that. But the fact that they are willing to say anywhere on the field means I think they also they want everything banned. And maybe they're taking this opportunity for that. I don't know. That's weird to me, and I would not expect that's going to get passed like that.
Nope, me either. Owners meetings May 20th and 21st in Minneapolis, the next round of those. So.
Are they in charge of the language, though? Like, can they show up at the league owner meetings? And, like, Sean McDermott's on the competition committee. Can the competition committee and, like, or, like, another team say, like, we still want to vote on this, but we just don't want it worded like that, so we're going to change this wording and then we'll vote on it?
Sure.
I don't know.
I think that's entirely possible. I mean, this is the Packers. And when we talked about this with Sal, who was covering owners meetings, a consistent takeaway was there might be enough effort to push it out of the game, but how do you enforce it? Is it a 10-yard penalty? Is it a 5-yard penalty? Is it who can push? Who can't? And I do understand where a lot of football fans hear that kind of conversation. I tend to get here and think, I don't want another thing that's subjective. I don't want another thing the officials have to decide is okay or not. And
right.
So they try to, all right, firm up the language. This is what, according to Mark of the Washington Post, Mark Maskey of the Washington Post, this is their Packers' answer to firm up the language, and we'll see if it works, if it gets the intended result. 803-0550. Chad DeDominicis of Expected Buffalo, some Sabres talk about the 9th pick, what they might do with it. We'll run the idea by him, the Jason Zucker of the blue line for the 9th pick. Could that possibly happen? It might be viewed as an overpay, but you know, a veteran that can come in and help. And Sabres offseason questions abound. So Chad DeDominicis coming up. We'll talk a little Sabres here as they had the 9th pick in the lottery. Coming up next here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.